to why I'm such a great podcaster?
What's the secret?
That right there, baby.
Grip it, rip it.
You know what time it is.
What a horrible pour. You're going to have all that foam.
Shut up. They don't know. You know what makes me such a good parent?
Grip it and rip it.
Same damn thing, baby. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Friends Till the End, your one-stop shop for all things Friends as we run down the classic sitcom episode by episode. I'm Michael, and I've seen Friends well over 100 times.
And I'm Elizabeth, and I've never seen Friends. Never.
Hard day of parenting in the books.
Oh, yes.
Game begins again tomorrow, but for the time being, we're enjoying a lovely little seat out in the back garden. Nice, relaxing beverage, just listening to the cars driving by. Feels like the cars picked up like 2 minutes ago and we decided to record. Obviously, neighbors playing tennis in the background.
Because we have a neighbor that has a tennis court in their backyard.
We're not bougie, I promise.
No, we're not.
No, if anything, we're the ones bringing down the house prices in the neighborhood.
We don't even own.
Suckers. Back once again to talk about the brilliant sitcom, Friends. We're balls deep in season 8 at this point.
Aren't we in season 7?
Shit. It's episode 8. Season 7. We're not even the tip into season 8.
I was going to say, wow, we're already in season 8? Yeah. Oh, so quick.
Oh, if only. No, here we are, season 7, episode 8. We just finished the one where Chandler doesn't like dogs, a.k.a. the one where Elizabeth doesn't like Chandler.
Yep.
Motherfucker.
That's accurate.
Yep. We'll get to it soon enough. We took a wee bit of a gap in between our 7 podcasts and 7 days, but we're back now, mainly because I went on Twitter before it and was like, we're going to record this weekend and everybody needs to yell at me until it's done. But then our listeners are too nice. They just posted like encouraging gifts.
That's so nice. I know.
So then I went onto my own private account and wrote, get it done, you piece of shit. And that was the motivation I needed, so thank you to me and to everybody else. Everyone's super nice. But before we get to talking about the episode, it's time for that classic segment which everybody super loves and everybody's talking about. It's Thoughtful Friends. Oh, do I have a...
Yeah, you do.
What is it? The Thoughtful Friends.
Yeah, that's it. That's I can't rubbish. Do it. I don't have that
no,
deep
you're really,
voice.
But you're really good at coming up with... Why can't I think of the name for jingles? Yeah, you're really good at doing like the jingles. You've always been the jingle part of this podcast.
Well, I don't have one for that.
All right, well.
It didn't come naturally.
Okay. I think it's because your heart's not in the segment that I forced upon you. But anyway, here is your Thoughtful Friends question for this week. If you knew the gang, let's say you worked with all of them, Who would be your work wife and who would be your sworn enemy?
Mm.
Who would be the one, or like your frenemy, the one that like you have to be kind of like pleasant to because you work alongside them and you maybe have to partner up on some projects, but like deep down you think they're a no good motherfucker.
So we all do essentially the same job?
Yeah, you're all working again. You're all working at Dunder Mifflin Paper Company.
Oh,
I don't know
boy.
Why I'm mixing these shows together, but let's say... You're all working together in the Dunder Mifflin Paper Company. Who's your work wife or your cubby hubby? Because you all work in cubbies at Dunder Mifflin. And who is your enemy?
You know, this is a tough one.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I would have two people that would be my work wife / cubby hubby. Mm-hmm. And it's controversial. I think it would be either Rachel or Ross.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I like that you're approaching it, because I was going to say, this isn't just about who you like and who you don't like, because, like, working with them, there's different dynamics there.
Yeah.
What can you explain those answers? Because Rachel has been, like, last in your list of friends or near the bottom of your list of friends pretty consistently throughout the seasons.
Well, she would just be someone easy to talk to, mm-hmm. about... guys, you know, relationships and life and history. I don't know, I just feel like she'd be easy to
history.
Kind of like gossip about. Like gossip too.
gossip about old Charlemagne and his fucking no good. What do you mean history?
History, like your past, like just who you are.
Okay. Oh, you're okay. Fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, not history, like freaking. Oh,
God,
King
can
Henry.
You believe fucking Archduke Franz Ferdinand was assassinated? Eh, that really got that whole fucking World War II up and running.
Remember beheadings?
Jeez.
Yeah.
Okay, what about Ross then? Why would he make a good cubby hubby?
I kind of like him as a professional. I think like he's really passionate about what he does. And he's also silly, so mm-hmm. I feel like I'd be like, all right, great. I know the work's going to get done, but we can also joke around, too.
Do you think he would have a joke at work? I feel like he's all business. I don't think you would really get to know him at work.
I'd get to know him. Mm. I'd loosen him up. Telling ye.
Okay, so who would be your enemy? Who would be that person like, this fucking guy?
Chandler.
You think it would be Chandler? I think Chandler...
Actually, I can see myself being really annoyed by all of the rest of them.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I feel like Phoebe, I'd be like, just shut up.
Yeah.
And Monica, I'd be like, are you fucking kidding me? And Chandler's just, ugh. And then Joey's like, why are you working?
You're going
like,
to have to do twice the amount of work to cover for Joey's lazy ass.
So I'm, like, annoyed by all of them.
I think Chandler would be okay in a work context. I think, like, we've been annoyed by Chandler recently, but I think if you're with him... You know, you see him 8 hours a day, but, like, you're only, you know, in those small doses where you're maybe getting coffee together, you know, I think it could be okay. I think I could get behind working with Chandler.
All right, well, I'd say Chandler still.
Yeah, that's fine.
But do I have to choose one for my...
For No, you know, you gave good... pick one. Go on.
Fuck. Controversially, I'm going to choose Ross. Because I've always had a work wife,
mm-hmm.
and I want to spread my wings a bit and have a work husband.
Good. I don't think that's controversial. Ross has
climbed
up your rankings.
I don't love Ross.
But I think Ross is having a bit of a Ross renaissance. There's got to be a way to work that. Rhinoceros. But it's we're going for a renaissance.
I know, but I thought rhinoceros is clever.
Yeah, but it doesn't work for the point we're trying to make.
Rhinoceros!
Okay, well, it's been decided, folks. There's no going back now. All right, well, season 7, episode 8. Let's talk about it. Let's do it. First aired on the 23rd of November.
Now, this is the Thanksgiving episode.
It is.
Which is weird.
It's a fun tradition.
But it's
in the world of Friends.
It doesn't feel like Thanksgiving for me.
Why not?
All the other ones seemed more interesting. Or that it was like very, I don't know, just the way they dressed. It just felt cozier. It felt like Thanksgiving in all the other episodes.
They've played football. They always do something a wee bit special.
Mm.
They've played football. They've done the flashback episode. There's the one where they were locked out of the apartment.
This just seems kind of normal, like a regular old day. Oh, yeah, it's Thanksgiving, you know? It didn't incite that holiday feel for
but
me.
Isn't that a metaphor for getting older as the gang are? As you get older, these special occasions just seem less and less special until the kids come around and then it all begins again for a new generation.
Yes.
Great observation, Michael. Well done. First aired on the 23rd of November in the year 2000. How many people do you think watched it, Elizabeth?
Well, I feel like thinking from the past that their Thanksgiving episode is usually watched by a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. But this didn't feel like a Thanksgiving episode.
No, but I don't know if people wouldn't have known that. I mean, so I'm going to say more than I think.
Okay.
So what was it last time?
Great question. Last time, 23.73 watched the one with Ross's library book.
All right. Then I'm going to go 24.62.
Okay. People are home for the holidays, Friends. Seen a bit of an uptick in the last season in viewers. I'll go 25. I think we're going to see a bit of a jump.
Okay.
And the correct answer is... Oh my fucking god.
Crap.
Oh my god.
What?
That can't be right.
What is it?
16.57 million? That's crazy.
I won!
You won? I mean, now that we're like... on the road and doing this, like, I've not been keeping score. Who won at the end of 7 podcasts in 7 days?
You.
Did I? Okay, so now we're tied 3-3. Okay. Cool. We'll take that. That's fine. 16.57.
Oh, God, that is bleak.
That's bad. Yeah, man. You just dropped fucking...
That's the lowest we've ever seen for them.
Yeah, I think that's right.
Wow.
I wonder what happened that day. What were people watching?
That's the thing.
That might actually have been Thanksgiving. Like, they maybe did their Thanksgiving episodes, like, not on Thanksgiving, but maybe that day is on Thanksgiving and people are watching football or asleep or, yeah. Not good. Not good at all. Not good for me either. Disappointed in that. All right, so the episode opens with Ross arriving at Chandler and Monica's, an unusual sight at Thanksgiving. Everybody's just quiet. They've got their head down sitting around the table. And Ross is like, hey, what's going on? And Chandler has introduced a game that they learned at his work. You see? Fun games at Chandler's work. He'd be a delight to work with.
Boo.
You have to name all 50 states in 6 minutes. I'm like, new game, learned at work. I feel like it's like the oldest game in the world.
It's something I've done before.
Right.
A while ago.
I've never had the 6 minute time limit.
No, me neither. It was just, can you do this?
Yeah. So, the time is up. Rachel gets 48. It's a pretty good score.
Really good.
Phoebe is like, I got bored of this. Was it bored or tired or just couldn't do it? She was like, so then I started listing all the types of celery I know. And all she knew was regular celery.
I'm just going to go ahead and preface this episode by saying that Phoebe, for me, was tired in this episode. Her jokes were shit. She wasn't her typical self. I was like, you're trying too hard to be, like, overly kooky. It was weird. Normally, I laugh out loud at Phoebe, and this episode was just like, ah. Oh,
you found everyone really weird this episode.
Did I?
Yeah. We'll talk about it. We watched it a few days ago. Joey, though, is like, boom, 56. Joey.
Typical Joey.
Yeah, he's so pleased with himself. So obviously something's gone wrong there. Do you think he got the 50 and then just started making things up?
No. I think he's made some up along the way.
Oh, boy. Anyway, Ross thinks that this is super, super easy. He thinks it's a super easy game. Do you think it's an easy game?
No.
No?
Especially not with a time limit.
Shall we give it a go?
Yeah.
All right, so what we're going to do is we're going to give it a go.
Oh, God.
We're going to pause the recording. We're going to set the clock for 6 minutes. Crap. I'm going to have a go as well, even though I'm a Johnny Foreigner. So I'll probably...
You'll probably beat me, let's be honest.
No, I don't think that's true.
I'd be happy if I got to 40.
I've been listening to that Animaniacs song all week. So
Shit. You knew this was going to happen. That doesn't help me at all. All right, I want to do this. I'm getting antsy.
All right, we're going to hit the pause. We're going to get 6 minutes on the clock. We will see you in 6 minutes, and we will do our scores. If you're listening at home, very little time will pass. So now is your chance to make a little mental bet with yourself. Who's going to win, Michael or the person that's lived here all her life and was taught this in school?
Shut up.
Elizabeth. All right. We'll see you in 6 minutes. All right, time's up. How'd we do?
Not good.
Not good.
No.
You seem to struggle a wee bit.
I just blanked out on the middle of the country.
There's a bit of pressure on that. There's a bit of pressure with the time limit. How do you normally do under, like, test settings?
Horrible.
Really?
Horrible.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Horrible. Like, some people have that. Like, I failed my driving test a ton of times, like, even though I've been driving for a long time. Like, you know, Everyone just has these little blanks. It's nothing to be embarrassed about.
Honestly, and like how we'll see in the episode, I think if I had an unlimited amount of time, I could do it.
I'm sure you could.
How many did you get?
I did okay.
How many
do you think I got?
46.
No, not that good. I got 41.
Okay.
Well, hang on. Is Arkansas a state?
Yeah.
Okay.
I forgot that one.
I got 41. How'd you do?
I got 39.
30? Oh my god. You got 39.
I wanted 40. I wanted to get 40.
Oh, and you're kicking yourself over 39. I thought like you were like talking 25.
Oh no.
Oh, you did fine.
I want to know which ones I forgot.
Well, we can compare lists later. I don't think it's going to be interesting if we read through our lists for people, but take our word for it. Maybe I'll take a picture and post it on our Twitter later. I did challenge our listeners on Twitter at FriendsPod.
Anyone do it?
Quite a few people, actually.
All right.
Oh, you mean, like, name them all?
Yeah.
Well, I just said if you do better than Elizabeth or I, we'll give you a shout-out on the show. So,
Oh, bitch. You know people did better.
Oh, yeah.
But people cheated.
But let's maybe not accuse our listeners of cheating. Let's,
I would cheat.
Let's, you know, it's proof what I've always said, that our listeners are smarter than us and know more than us. So it's basically like a good old-fashioned game of Bamboozled. I'm now going to shout out everybody that did better than us. Taylor Cup at Hokey Love got 48.
Ah.
Missed West Virginia. I got
West Virginia.
I got that one. Did you get Virginia?
No. Yes, I got Virginia, but not
but
West.
But you didn't
Virginia.
Get West Virginia.
No,
all right,
I forgot that was
bad.
A state. I'm sorry, West Virginia, but I forgot that was a state.
And they forgot Iowa, which.
Oh shit, yeah. Iowa.
I got Idaho, but I didn't get Iowa. Damn.
Nope, didn't get Idaho either.
Jedi Knight Rider got 50.
What?
Good for you. Alex got 45. When added the caveat, I've never been there.
All right.
Okay, well, it's about to get worse. Marcus Hackinson got 50 in 4 minutes, and he just wanted to point out that he got in 4 minutes.
Well, thank you very much for making me feel like a piece of shit.
Allison at Ali 1771. So it's all robots that are beating you, so don't feel bad. 46, and in parentheses, and I'm Canadian, so...
Okay, guys, that's so great. You're so awesome. Okay, we all know the American educational system has a lot of flaws.
Wow. Okay, I almost don't want to read you, Tom Andrews. Please be nice. Tom Andrews, 50 states and all the presidents in 6 minutes. He also said,
wait.
I understand that the ability to do this does not make me cool. So he knows.
Wait. Can you ask him? What's his name?
Tom.
Tom. All right, Tom. Let me just ask you something.
I should say his Twitter handle is at Prince Thomas. So I think you should address him as royalty.
Your Majesty. I was wondering if you name the presidents in order.
Elizabeth, please read my Twitter reply that I posted 3 days ago.
But did you name the presidents in order?
Crazy.
And what did His Majesty say?
He didn't get back to me, which means clearly not. So we win.
From Washington to he who shall not be named.
Jennifer Bond. Does naming the 6 Australian states and the 2 Australian territories in under 1 minute count?
No.
And I say yes, because it's better than I could do. Wait.
But maybe she's from Australia.
It's New South Wales and... fuck the other one. I used to know because of the bloody state of origin in rugby league. I hope that counts for something, Jennifer, that I knew that the state of origin is a thing and it's New South Wales versus... somebody else.
I want to know the 6 I'm missing. I want to know.
We'll figure out. But, well, here we go. Here's the most impressive. Old Adam Potts, he got 56 states. And he is the king of Chandler's dumb states game. So well done, Adam. Stop being so patronizing to her. Something you need to know. Elizabeth gets very defensive when she loses the games. Yes, she's very competitive. Can you join me in saying well done to everybody and thank you for... contributing on social media.
Good job, everybody.
You're such a dick.
Through gritted teeth.
All right.
No, that's great. It's good, honestly. But what are the 6 I forgot? I already know I forgot Arkansas, West Virginia, Iowa, and Idaho.
We'll get to it.
I know, but I just want to know the other ones.
But we're going to have to get to it after the episode because this is not interesting anymore.
Fine.
Ross is also of the opinion it's very easy. We'll see how he does. The episode opens... Joey disputes why he can't have New England as an answer. He's like, they have a sports team.
They have many sports teams. We have many, I should say. Ooh. And they're all the best in the country.
Oh, God.
No, I don't give a shit.
New England fucking sports, man.
But they are good, though. I mean, they're talented.
Eh.
They are.
Eh.
For, like, Okay. This doesn't matter. Have we even started talking about the episode yet? We're like 25 minutes into this.
We're talking about it. This is what we're doing. Monica is setting an extra place at the table. Rachel is like, "Why? What's happening?" And she's like, "You invited your assistant Tag to come along. You remember old Tig?
Yeah.
Remember
yeah,
Tig? He's back in the picture.
Yay.
So happy. But he's not coming because he got back with his girlfriend, so he's going to have Thanksgiving with his girlfriend.
Thank the Lord.
Ross is trying the game. He's been very cocky. He puts down his pencil and he's like, "Yeah, I did it." And he's like, "Suck it, Chandler." And he hands his list over to Chandler. And Chandler's like, "No, you only got 46, actually." Which begs the question, why wasn't Ross keeping track of how many that he'd written?
Yeah. Why wouldn't you number the paper?
Right. We numbered the paper beforehand, which I'm assuming everybody else did. Not that it helped us too much.
Nope, didn't at all.
So Ross, overconfident. He refuses to give up, and Chandler's just like, "It's just a dumb game. It's the whole point. You're not going to get it." And Ross is just like, "I'm not going to eat my Thanksgiving dinner until I think of the four other states." So he's kind of like you right now. Yeah. I know you can't focus on the podcast.
No, I can't. I really can't focus on the podcast.
No one is getting a podcast until Elizabeth thinks of those six missing states. Did you get Nevada?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's all I can think of that you might have forgotten. Did you
get
the Dakotas?
I have trouble with, yes.
Did you get Michigan?
Yes.
Did you get Minneapolis?
That's not a state.
Minnesota.
Yes.
Is what I meant. I didn't put them both. I put Minnesota.
Oh.
Did you get Pennsylvania?
Sure? Yes.
Florida.
Yeah.
Louisiana.
Yeah.
This isn't interesting, Elizabeth.
You're asking.
Monica goes to use Ross's oven because she's got so... Monica's cooking Thanksgiving dinner, obviously.
Of course.
Of course. We say of course, but like if ever there was a meal that doesn't really require a professional chef, it's kind of a Thanksgiving dinner.
It's kind of like a potluck. Thanksgiving is perfect for that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you do the pie, and I'll do this type of pie, and I'll do the potatoes, and you do the whatever. Yeah.
As someone who, I think my second Thanksgiving meal, I prepared it myself, with no help from anyone. I did the turkey.
I did the rest.
It's not that difficult. It's like a Christmas dinner. I don't know what my mom was talking about all these years. It's not that difficult, Mom. You just turn the oven on, put the meat in.
Oh my God.
Serve up.
Are you hearing this?
Hope she doesn't listen to this episode.
You know she is.
I know. So they're going over to Ross's to use his oven. They can't go over to Joey's because the oven's broken. That's a pain in the ass, having to walk your food across the street and put it in, and then you got to bring it. Just forget it, Monica.
Just throw it out. It's too late.
So she leaves. Phoebe is sneaking out. She's like being suspicious. She comes out of her room and she's like, "Okay, I'm going, bye." And she kind of leaves, but everyone notices that her bag is moving. And what's inside the bag, Elizabeth?
A dog!
A cute little puppy dog.
He's so cute! With the stupidest fucking name ever.
Well, we'll get to the name. We then cut to Monica and Chandler over in Ross's apartment. This whole "we can see into your window," it's actually quite ingenious, the fact, like, they've used it so many times for, like, moving on the narrative and things like that. You know, it started, we can see into this apartment really well because there's an ugly naked guy in there. But now it's like, now that Ross is in the same apartment, it's like, hey, we can see everything that's going on. We can fucking move the plot along nicely. Like, they've done it a lot, like, with, that's how Ross found out about Monica and, Monica and Chandler. There was a scene where, like, when Ross... I know you don't remember any of this.
No, I do.
The scene where, like, Ross was, like, gonna get it on with Reese Witherspoon, who was Rachel's sister, and she closes the curtains, and Rachel's like, "Ooh, what's going on there?"
I remember those, yes.
So it's quite ingenious that they've incorporated that trope into it. But they spy through the window. First of all, they see Joey eating the food, but then they see the dog. They see the dog. Monica calls them, and she's being, you know... It's a hot button topic right now, so we have to mention on our podcast, Monica's being a real Karen here. She's like, "What is a dog doing in my apartment? I need to speak to the manager about this dog that's in my apartment."
Yeah, but especially because Chandler has allergies.
Mm-hmm.
He's allergic.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And Phoebe's like trying to play it cool. She's like, "There's no dog here." She's like, "I can see the dog," and he's eating cheese. And Phoebe's just like, "Where are you?" Oh, so Phoebe did make you laugh.
No, the way you said it made me laugh.
Okay.
No, it was just too much. Mm-hmm. It was too much.
Chandler is apparently allergic to dogs, so they need to get him the fuck... Or she. It's a she, right? It is revealed that it's
yes,
a she.
Yes, it's a she.
They need to get that dog the fuck out of the apartment. After that phone call, there's a knock at the door. Who's it going to be?
It's Tig.
It's Tig. It's good old Tig. What's he up to? He's all somber because he broke up with his girlfriend. You remember, like, an episode or two ago, he did the old classic misdirect. He was like, hey, I don't, you know, I'm so alone in the city. I don't want to, like, be with Joey, like, banging chicks in a club every night. And then Rachel's like, yes, I'm in here. He's like, I'm going to get back with my girlfriend.
Yep.
But they've broken up again.
Oh, it just wasn't meant to be.
I guess not.
Tried it twice. Say goodbye.
Yep. I wrote white coat. I guess Tig was probably wearing a white coat.
Probably. Oh, yeah. It was like an oversized. It didn't look right on him.
Yeah, it was weird. And then he's like, oh, she went back to Ohio. And Ross was like, Ohio! Did you have Ohio on your list?
I did because I remembered that moment.
Good for you. So then Chandler and Monica return to the apartment. Chandler's looking for the dog. Is it a cute dog?
Yeah.
You liked it?
I think so.
Her name is Clunkers.
What the fuck?
You don't like that?
What? That's what you call like an old shitty car.
No,
Clunkers. Oh, get into the Clunker.
It's a cute little, it's like, hi Clunkers.
Clunkers.
Yeah, it's
Clunkers.
Is it a worse... Is Clunkers a worse name for a dog than Tag is a name for a human? No, Tag is worse than Clunkers.
No, Tag still wins as the worst name, but Clunkers is just not...
Please, 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 if you listen to this, at FriendsPod, and your name is Tag, tweet us, at FriendsPod, so that Elizabeth can... apologize to you.
Also, if you have a dog named Clunkers or a
oh,
cat,
no.
I want to know. Like, is this a name people use? Why wouldn't they just be like, oh, this is Sadie, or oh, this is Bailey, you know, like the common dog girl
Sadie
names.
Isn't a dog name.
Oh.
Okay, now you're offending people that have dogs called Sadie and humans that are called Sadie
like
for saying their
Sadie.
Names are a dog. All right, well... Oh,
yeah, boy.
Elizabeth is coming for people's fucking necks in this episode.
I'm sorry, y'all. I so appreciate you. I'm hungry. Okay. Everything's hard when you're hungry.
This is hangry, Elizabeth. This is what I have to put up with. Monica likes him. Monica is charmed by Clunkers, and who wouldn't be? She's adorable.
But wouldn't that be a boy dog's name?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, perhaps, but I think it's pretty gender neutral. What is gender anyway, man? It's fucking fluid.
It's a social construct.
Yeah, exactly. So who the fuck cares? Chandler claims to be allergic, but then Phoebe's like, he's like, if I'm around a dog for like 5 minutes, my throat closes up. And Phoebe's just like, well, he's been here for 3 days. And Monica's like, oh, so he could stay, you just stay in the room and you won't worry, it won't bother you. And then Chandler seems as if he's going to come clean about something. And Joey's just like, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't say it.
I think Joey is right. I think he's being a good friend right now.
Don't admit it?
Yeah.
But the truth does come out. And Chandler hates dogs.
Do you know anyone that hates dogs? Like, hates them.
Hates
Not
them.
Not like, fine, whatever, there's a dog here. But, like, hates dogs.
I don't think he hates them. I think he doesn't like them and he doesn't like being around them. I would say my mum is about on the level with Chandler with dogs. Maybe
no,
not.
She at least would give a pat to a dog. Like, she doesn't completely avoid them or be like, ugh.
I guess she wouldn't lie about being allergic to avoid being around one.
All right, that was the loudest bird alarm I've ever heard. No, she wouldn't lie about it. She'd just be like, eh. But she wouldn't be like, hey, can you lock your dog up in the other room?
She would if she had her way.
Ooh, ho, ho, ho.
But everyone, like, reacts really harshly. Like, even Tag. Tag kind of chimes in just being like, you don't like dogs? And Chandler correctly reprimands him, just being like, who the fuck are you in my house giving me a hard time? He's never met Tag before.
I think it's just odd. Like, there's not many people that really don't like dogs and have to make up this elaborate lie in order to avoid being around them.
Mm.
Like, what if Monica always dreamed of having a dog with her kids and the whole shebang? He'd just be like, no, sorry.
Did he reference it like they had a conversation? Oh, they had a conversation earlier in the season. Remember when they were arguing over the wedding money? And yeah. Chandler was like, I want to spend it on a house with a... two kids and a cat. I think Chandler says a cat,
oh,
right?
Shoot. I think you're right.
And then Monica says, like, when you say cat, you meant dog, right? And oh, he was like, yeah.
Good on those writers.
Whoa,
good on
yeah,
them.
Man. Fuck. All right. I wrote in my notes, everyone's being weird? Question mark.
Yeah, everyone's just, like, odd. Everyone's, like, weird.
It's kind of
like,
a weird
not,
episode.
They're not themselves.
Everyone's on their holidays. It's Thanksgiving. It's also revealed that Ross doesn't like ice cream.
Now, Michael, do you have anything to say about that?
I wrote, thank you. I felt vindicated. It's like that Onion article. It's like, worst person in the world makes a good point or whatever it is. It's like, yes, Ross, thank you. He said what needed to be said. It's too cold. It is too cold.
That's the reason you don't like ice cream, because it's too cold?
It's one of the reasons I don't like it.
Are you kidding
me? I don't dislike ice cream. It's just like... I could have ice cream once a year and be perfectly, like, satisfied.
I could eat it 3 times a day and be perfectly satisfied.
Yeah, I mean, ice cream, it's fine, you know, it's all right, it's good. Anyway, I felt represented in this episode, and representation is important. Chandler basically gives an ultimatum. He's like, either the dog goes or I go, and it doesn't go well for him. Pretty much everyone's just like, all right, fuck off, Chandler. Yeah. Ross is still struggling with the States. They're going to take Clunkers over to Ross's apartment. Problem solved. Doesn't have to be a big deal, everyone. Rachel wants to make a move on Tag, and she asks the gang's advice, and it feels like we've been here for the last 4 or 5 episodes. It's like, it's not a good idea, Rachel. We told you this when you hired him. We're telling you this now. Just, like, don't bother about it. Joey is like, you should find out if he likes you first, because otherwise it's a moot point.
Joey with the solid advice in this episode.
Yeah, but then he kind of ruins it by saying it's a moo point.
Why? Oh, moo point.
It's like a cow's point.
Okay.
It's worthless.
To be fair, I did not hear him in that episode say moo until they kind of went into it.
Yeah.
I thought he said moo and just wasn't enunciating.
Right.
Like, I just did right there. Moo point.
Everyone's weird in this episode, and I have a theory as to why that is happening.
Is everyone on drugs?
Well, you see Joey basically the entire episode is holding a glass of wine. Because it's Thanksgiving and he's cutting a rug. So there's 2 theories to this. It could just be Joey's drunk, so he's acting weird.
Or sane.
But also, Joey never drinks wine. When have you ever seen Joey drink wine?
Who? What?
When have you ever seen Joey drink wine?
He's drinking wine right now. What do you mean?
I think we're in a parallel universe. I think we've gone one step further. One Thanksgiving, they went and had a bunch of flashbacks. This, they've gone another step further, and they've jumped to a parallel universe where everything's just a little bit off. So I think this episode is like the Friends multiverse, and this is just like a slightly weirder version of everything. Chandler doesn't like dogs. Phoebe isn't quite as sharp or funny. You know, it's just a different world.
That's a stretch, Michael.
No, I think it's true. I think there's plenty of evidence to support my theory.
That's
Joey's drinking
shit.
Wine. Yeah, I think like Joey rolled a dice at Halloween, and now we're in the darkest timeline.
If anyone watches Community, and if you haven't, you should, because there is one episode that is so funny. Well, a lot of them are funny, but Community is just a great show, and I want you all to watch it. If you're not going to watch Frasier, watch Community.
Thank you for coming to Elizabeth's TED Talk on Community.
And RuPaul's Drag Race.
Of course. Tig is wallowing on the balcony. You pointed out a perfect leaf placement.
oh my god, yes. I will never forget this. So yeah, he's on the balcony. He's like, oh gosh, man. Looking out everywhere. And on the corner, on the corner of the balcony, on the wall, there's no other leaves around, but there's this clearly bought fake leaf from like a Michaels or something. On the corner, and it's one of those like fall-looking leaves. Mm-hmm. So it has like the red and the yellows and the orange. It's like those plastic, like those fake ones you'd get and you'd use for like a party decoration or something. It's so like perfectly placed near him. It's just one. It's just one leaf. It's like, oh, okay, this is symbolizing fall. It just...
Oh, there's nothing like New York in the fall time.
It's just, it's not great.
It's pretty great.
And, like, how many stories up are they? Where that, I don't would know. Would that leaf really be
I
there?
I think, like, they should have had, like, a collection of, like, wet leaves, like, pushed up against the side of the balcony or something.
But
that
really
would have been more accurate.
Are trees up that high?
Yeah, it was pretty bad. It was pretty hilarious. It was a good catch by you. I wouldn't have seen that.
They could put a little pumpkin. They could put, like, a gourd. They could put anything.
He pours his heart out to Rachel. Rachel, like, comes and finds him as he's wallowing on the balcony. And I don't know, did it make you think of anything while he was doing this?
I don't know.
I got, like, heavy callbacks to, like, season one, maybe season two, where, like, I feel like a lot of season one and two was Sad Sack Ross out on the balcony being like, I'm gonna tell Rachel how I feel about her, I love her, and then, like, that's where, like, Rachel realizes she wants to be with Ross, is out on that balcony, like, when she's on a date with another guy, and, like, there's a lot that goes on out on that balcony. We haven't been out on that balcony in quite a while, but there has been, like, some pretty significant relationship moments, so I thought it was, like, a nice little callback. Because, like, it used to be Ross, like, talking to the guys, being like, I can't believe Rachel's with Paolo. Fuck that guy. Remember Paolo?
Yeah.
So now it's, like, a little role reversal. Rachel is the one, like, kind of debating whether to reveal her feelings about somebody out on that balcony. She comforts him. She doesn't, like, say anything. And she, like, hugs him. And then Joey just fucking leans out the window, puts his foot in his mouth. He's like, hey, he likes you back. Yeah. Fucking drunk Joey.
To be honest, I sometimes think it's better that way. I know it's horrible,
like,
but it, then it,
the,
like...
Band-aid off.
Yeah. Then, like, you know, and it's like, oh my god, that's so awkward. That's really embarrassing. This is awful. But then it's like, well, now it's out there. It's out there. So, look, she can fire
him. What's the worst that can happen? I mean...
The worst that can happen is that...
No, that's what I mean. Oh, he doesn't like her back and, like, file sexual harassment?
I suppose it wasn't even going that far. I was going to think that he'd be like, oh, this is creepy, I'm leaving, and then, okay,
but that,
fine,
even
she'll
then,
move on.
That's not the, yeah, it's not the end of the world. But even if, like, even if the situation had been how Joey interpreted it to be, where she had told him she likes him and he likes her back, it's a completely inappropriate thing to do, to lean out the window and just be like, hey, he likes you, fuck yes.
Well,
like,
this is an alternate universe, fucking, Michael.
Yes.
So, apparently. Nothing
matters in this episode. It's... So you don't have to hate Chandler after this, because he actually likes dogs.
Okay.
This is just a parallel universe where he hates dogs, and Phoebe's not funny, and Ross obviously knows all of the 50 states.
Of course,
obviously.
He could do it in, like, less than His Majesty did it
He
in.
Could do it, and all of the presidents.
Yeah, what the fuck?
And it would
fuck?
Be fine. In order, and I'm quite sure.
Okay, but ask him if... I'll ask him now.
Your Majesty.
Wait, is this the same one, Your Majesty?
Yes.
Okay, he's the same one. Okay. I didn't know. There's a couple of them that are, like...
They all fucking
presidential.
Schooled you.
No, yeah. They're all, like, royal status.
Everyone
here.
Be us. That's the important thing.
Ask him if all of the states were in alphabetical order.
Okay.
Or year established.
Mm-hmm.
That would really impress me. And I would send you
in 6 minutes. Prize. The year they were established, you got to list them as
and
well?
And alphabetically.
All right.
And I'd send you a prize, a special, special prize.
Okay, so you can name 50 states. That don't impress me much. Rachel tries to get out of it by an elaborate lie where she's like, I'm very self-conscious about my back. So he was like, hey, he likes your back. He likes you back. He's having none of it. But before they can really get into the meat and potatoes, Tig notices from the balcony that his car is getting stolen. He sees it from the balcony, and off he goes. Good use of space in this episode.
Yep.
Good use of space. Clunkers is at Ross's. Phoebe lays a guilt trip on Chandler. It's not a big deal. Like, the dog's just across the street. Why does Phoebe have the dog? We didn't discuss that. Is she just looking after it for, like, somebody?
Yeah.
Like... So who the fuck cares?
It's right,
over...
It's not like she adopted the dog
right.
and was going to keep him forever.
The dog was staying in a building it didn't know, stuck in a room, and now it's in a different building, and it doesn't have to hide in a room.
Poor Clunkers.
Clunkers is fine. Don't. It's not a big deal.
Poor Clunkers.
So I think at this point, Chandler's like, I'm just going to go over and get him. Or maybe, no, that's not true. Somebody goes and gets Clunkers. Anyway, Clunkers has been snuck back in. It's fine. Ross has taken the drastic steps of, like, mapping out the states. So he's, like, cutting them out and, like, placing them on the floor to kind of build it up. It's quite a clever approach.
It is, yeah.
He's getting hungry. Phoebe distracts Chandler, and they sneak the dog back in. And then Chandler hears the dog whining, and he thinks it's Monica crying, or Phoebe tells her it's Monica crying. Okay. No, it's fine. Look, normally I'd be annoyed, but we're in a parallel universe where clearly Monica's crying sounds like a whining dog. So that's fine. That's canon in this universe. We don't have to be annoyed by it. Joey offers help to Ross, and Ross kind of like scoffs, but then he's desperate. He's like, yes, please. His struggle continues. Rachel gets mad at herself for coming, for like being like, oh, I like you. Clunkers is back. Chandler has gone over to get Clunkers. He comes in. Clunkers isn't there because she's already been snuck back in. He thinks that Clunkers is lost. He thinks he lost the dog, and he feels very guilty. And this, hey, it's another callback to that time that Rachel left the door open and Marcel the monkey got out.
Oh, yeah.
Callbacks aplenty in this episode.
All right. The writers are, like, pulling at anything they can think of to make this seem like a normal episode. But we all know this is an alternate universe.
And in this alternate universe, Marcel the monkey, when he got let out, he died. He got run over by a bus. You can even hear Ross being like, God, this is just like what happened to Marcel. He's probably dead like him.
How tragic.
Yeah. It's revealed that Clunkers is safe in the apartment, and Chandler is very relieved, and he's like, oh, good, Clunkers is here, because he doesn't think that Clunkers is lost. And then, like, he seems happy with the explanation that Clunkers just came back. He's not really questioning it, but then Phoebe kind of ruins it with a really implausible story that, like, Clunkers climbed up onto the balcony and was pawing at the window and was like, let me in. And then Chandler's like, all right, what the fuck happened? So Phoebe ruined it because she's an idiot.
Not normally,
in this universe.
Right.
Ross has 49 states and he's freaking out and he still can't eat and he's hungry. Tig comes back.
Join the club, Ross.
we'll go over it. Tig comes back. He has to go to the police station, so he just came back for his white coat, and Rachel walks him out, and she tries to walk back what she said. She was like, oh, you know, it was inappropriate, I'm sorry, but he doesn't want her to take it back. He likes her too.
Shocker of the century!
And then they have a really sexy kiss.
Is it sexy?
It's like, ew. It's really, really sexy.
Everyone just turned off everything that
They stayed tuned for you insulting them all for their hard work and
their
knowledge.
They like my insults. They know it's love.
They like it when you insult me, not themselves.
They know I love them all.
And they kiss. And it is a better kiss than when Joy kissed Elle McPherson. Remember that? Remember Janine? The dancer that lived with Joey for a while?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. There right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
And then we get the end credits. There's a knock at Chandler's apartment. He gets out of bed. He's got bedhead. It's very funny. He opens the door, and Ross is just like, Delaware. Delaware. Did you get Delaware?
I got Delaware.
Okay. Delaware. And then he just comes in and starts eating. And it's very funny.
That's a good ending.
Well, but then they double up on the joke because Chandler looks over his list, and Chandler's like, you have Nevada twice. And Ross just pauses, and he's like, yeah, I know. I don't fucking care. So he didn't do it in the end.
Yeah, no, I like that. That was the best part of the whole episode, that ending part.
And that was the one where Chandler hates dogs. As a little fun parallel universe, not really canon, doesn't matter. Do you think it was okay?
No.
You didn't like it?
No. Five.
Five? Okay. Everyone was weird.
I like it.
Everyone
was
off their game. I don't know. I like Ross's thing was fine.
His was the only thing that was normal. Monica was relatively normal, but like Tag and Rachel, so predictable. Predictable.
Well, you don't like Tig. I think people are here's the thing. We'll do a poll on Twitter at FriendsPod. Do you like Tig/Tag? Is he a good character? I I always remembered him quite fondly, so I don't know. I wonder if our listeners feel the same.
I mean, when you watch it as a kid or a teenager, it's just different.
I was
different.
Oh boy, what a hunk.
I hope he kisses Rachel so I can pretend it's me.
I mean, he had a cool American name, like,
No, there is no American named Tad.
I'm 15 at this point. There's no excuse. Like,
you
if I'm like a...
You just want to pretend it's you.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's all be honest. Even anyone out there wants to pretend it's them.
All right, so not great. Bit of a slump back down. I mean, I think that's your, maybe not your lowest score of the episode, but it's been all over the place. All right, so that was the one where Chandler hates dogs. Are you ready for the next episode?
Yes.
Great, we're going to record it right now. Just kidding. Oh, it's the one with all the candy.
Oh,
you
candy.
Love candy. You do.
I do?
Yeah, you love candy.
I do?
Yeah, man. In a parallel universe.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, it's kind of too sweet for me.
Too sweet.
Loser. Too sweet.
Too sweet. Right. Look, Elizabeth, you've had your eye on this paper the whole time. You've been stabbing it with a pen. You need to know these final four states.
What are they?
I don't know. We're going to take
six
states. We're going to take a picture of what you got right now, and then we'll see if you can get it before the night ends. You don't eat until you get it.
Okay, but I did add, I'll star them, 40, as we were discussing.
You got 39. 39 was your score.
Right, so I added 4 as we were discussing the podcast, and now I have 6 more to get.
I will, when I tweet out this episode, I will let you all know if she ever made it to the 50.
My pen didn't work at the beginning, so that's why there's scribbles
at
the top.
That's not true. I gave you a pen that worked.
Well, it didn't work, and then I went over it because I was doodling.
Yeah. No, people get it. It's fine. You don't have to explain that. All right. thank you all so much for listening. We will catch you on the flip side. Again, I can only apologize for Elizabeth's behavior in this episode. She is quite hungry. She's a little bit tipsy, and she's super competitive. It is a dangerous... trilogy of things to be in. Remember this episode started, we were like, nice relaxing evening out. Here we go. Oh boy.
Well, okay, I need to know these 6 hours, so hurry up.
Alright, this took a dark turn. Thank you all for listening. Catch you next time.
Bye bye.
Alright, this is a little postscript to the episode. Elizabeth didn't get Connecticut, which is fair enough. Except from the fact she was fucking born in Connecticut. So, Jesus Christ.
I basically blank it out from my memory, to be honest.
All right, goodbye. 2. Elizabeth forgot New Jersey, which again, it happens, except her fucking sister-in-law is from New Jersey, so...
And the state... Both Connecticut and New Jersey are very close
to
where we are.
This is embarrassing at this point.